twice as big as you are.
I raised the hair on my back and advanced. Yep, and that gives me twice the target and twice as much fun. Stand your ground, son. Here come the Marines. His eyes flicked from side to side. He took another step backwards.
I'll hurt you. I'll hurt you bad.
That's okay. The vet clinic's just down the road. Let's get it over with. He took another step backwards. Was he retreating or setting me up for something? I couldn't tell, and it didn't matter. I coiled my legs like steel springs and jumped into the middle of him, and then a great rolling darkness moved over me. And that was the last thing I remembered. You're probably wondering what happened. Did I manage to survive, or did that monster of a dog tear off my legs and ears and leave me for dead? Well, let's mush on and see. I awoke on the floor. I had no feeling in my legs or tail, and all the early indicators suggested that you'd better hold on to something. It appeared that my neck had been broken and that I would be paralyzed for life. Bruiser had threatened to wring my neck, remember? Well, the early reports from data control suggested that if he hadn't actually wrung my neck, he had come pretty close. I saw a circle of faces above me. I recognized Slim's right away. He looked pale and very concerned. And there was Joe. Remember Joe, a nice guy who kept a bad dog? Oh, and there was Miguel, my old burping partner. It was good to see him again, only he sure looked worried about something. Me, no doubt. Yes, I was in bad shape, very serious condition. Nobody needed to tell me I was critically wounded. I could see it in their faces. I hated being such a burden to them, and to show the depths of my concern, I whapped my tail on the cement floor, and that was odd. I mean, if a guy's paralyzed... Slim spoke.
Boys, I don't see a single mark on him. You don't reckon he just fainted, do you?
Fainted? Huh! What kind of crazy talk was that? It was perfectly clear what had happened. I had gone into combat against one of the biggest, meanest, heartlessest Rottweiler dogs in the whole Texas panhandle. And though I had fought a brave fight, Bruiser had inflicted enormous, implacable damage upon my body.